I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, AfterBuzz TV Drag Race fans. We are here discussing Secret Celebrity Drag Race Season 1, Episode 3, and our secret celebrity guest host is here, Jay Ellis!
Yay!
Hello, hello.
Former host of Drag Race.
Yes,
they of our Drag Race after show.
They called it in the chat. They just knew it was you, so.
Oh, that's exciting. Hi, everybody in the chat. I've missed everyone so much. As much as you guys. I miss you guys, too.
Oh, we miss you, too. I am your host, 123 Jackie B. With me, as always, Ollie Drennan.
Hi.
Jayla Rocks.
Ooh.
And Mark and his little doggy. Yeah,
this is me and Winston. This is Winston.
Hi, buddy. Hi, Winnie.
Aww. Go for the ear. Goes for the ear every time.
Well, thank you guys for tuning in. We're here to dive into our secret celebrity episode. This episode, the secret celebrities were Alex Newell, who was on the Glee Project and then Glee, Dustin Milligan, who's on Schitt's Creek, and then Matt Eisman, who's the host of American Ninja Warrior. Did you guys, you know, like they show the like outlines and you hear like a little bit about the people. Do you guys ever guess who they are? Because I haven't been able to.
I only guessed one right, and that was Lonnie Love.
Oh.
So, yeah. I mean,
they don't really, like, it's super quick. They don't really stay on it. It's just kind of like, meh.
It's like, here's a foot. I like Broadway. And you're like, I don't know.
Specific to this one, I called Matt Eisman because I could tell by that build, he's very like a specific build, so I kind of thought it was him, and when they announced it, I was like, oh, okay. So that was the only one I've ever been able to call, though.
That's awesome, though.
Yeah.
I haven't called any of them.
No, me either.
It is tough, though. They don't give very much.
No, and then it's funny to hear the queens guessing, because I feel like it's like the Masked Singer, where they're guessing like, they're like, oh, it's gonna be Brad Pitt, and you're like, no.
Do you think they should kind of give it more time to breathe a little bit for future episodes, or if they ever do another episode or season, or do you think it should kind of like blaze through it?
I would love to have it be like, maybe you get a couple clues that are less just them like listing like, I've been a host of a TV show. And you're like, that could be anybody. I kind of wish maybe they would give more like what the Masked Singer does. They do some pretty obscure clues, but you can kind of like, if you're really a fan of that person, you could get it. So I almost wish they would give some kind of like more identifiable, but obscure clues, not necessarily drag it out, but something that maybe somebody could really guess about instead of just like, something totally whatever. Yeah.
And I'd be okay if they just did straight up walk into the workroom and we didn't have them guessing. I'm okay without that whole part. Yeah.
I want everything to be the Masked Singer.
I'm like, get to the point.
I want the RuPaul's Drag Race version of the Masked Singer.
I do really enjoy the Queen's banter, though. I love like seeing like Bob and what Bob's guessing. It's always fun to see them also just interact with each other, like the trio of them, depending on who it is.
Mm-hmm. But you know, it would be more funner if they actually are putting on their makeup and not faking it.
Yeah.
That's the part that bothers me the most. Because they're like rubbing the brush like close to their face, but not on their face. And they're like, who do you think this is, girl? I don't know. I think it's Brad Pitt. Girl. It bothers me. And I watched it three times. And this is episode three. And they've all done it each episode. They don't do it. They don't do their makeup. So I'm like, okay, great.
They probably, because, you know, okay, so this episode, it was Nina West, Kim Chi, and Bob the Drag Queen as the special, as the Drag Race celebrity, like, what are they calling them? Mentors. So Nina was Dustin's mentor, Kim Chi was Matt's mentor, and then Bob was Alex's mentor. I think because, you know, these queens get so big, so huge, and some of them were not good at doing makeup before Bob, that I feel like some queen, like Bob won because of Bob's personality. Mm-hmm. Bob has a totally hilarious, engaging personality. But I feel like some of these queens, it's like you get bigger and then you can hire somebody to do your makeup. I don't know if like that's why, you know, they don't want people showing them doing their makeup because they have somebody else maybe doing it for them. Do you think they're actually doing the makeup for the mentees, for the celebrities?
No, we've already established this, girl. Yeah. We've already established this, girl. It's Chanel, yeah. It's Layla and Raven, I think, right?
I don't think Raven's doing their makeup.
Mayhem, sorry.
I think it's Mayhem, Layla, and Chanel.
You know who I would want from these specific three queens though is Kim Chi. I feel like Kim Chi's aesthetic and makeup is second to none. I think she is always looking fantastic, and when I see her makeup up close, it's beautiful. I think it's so gorgeous. So I would want her.
Yeah, she. Well, what's interesting is so when they announced all. You know, when they show you who the drag mentors are, I was like, oh, I would pick any one of them. I like them all. And then when they tell you what the challenge is, then I'm like, oh, then I would pick Bob. You know,
so yeah, right.
So I do feel like they and they mentioned this in the episode where the queens, you know, there's like the people who are picking them, they're like, okay, well, I can be more strategic. And Bob was like, why wouldn't they pick me? Because this is like my kind of challenge, you know?
Yeah.
So.
It is interesting because the mini challenge is what led them into deciding who gets who as their mentor. And the mini challenge was that quick drag, which for those cis straight white men was interesting.
Yes, so let's get into the mini challenge. What did you guys think of the mini challenge?
It was like season three when they come out with those cheers and they're like, no bareback. It was a little rough around the edges.
I can't lie. I do love every time that they're just like doing a quick drag challenge and they're like, okay, go figure out makeup and outfits on your own. And the guy's like, is this a lip liner? Do I do a blush with this? You know, it's funny for us because like, we're like, okay, we know that's not what that's used for, but you go and do you.
But who watches Schitt's Creek? Like, with
don't, Dustin? But I should.
You just should. You. No just spoilers, you. But there's a character, Alexis, when Dustin had makeup on, looked like Alexis. I was like, oh my God, that's Alexis. It was just really funny. And you just please watch Schitt's Creek if you can. It's one of the best shows right now. Uh-huh. Status over. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. Like, I wasn't sure if I was going to like these three this week, but to me, this was almost better than last week's episode. And I love last week's episode, but they really brought it with these three. They really opened up, especially I was so surprised by like Matt in this episode. He really surprised me with
Betty Bordeaux. Yeah.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun this week.
Yeah.
I've been enjoying how game they are, you know, like you think like sometimes maybe they're going to come in and not really know what they signed up for or what they should be doing or be more confused. And they're like, bring it. I'm ready to win. And I'm like, yeah, I love that attitude.
Yeah.
Well, it's so shocking too, because Dustin Milligan is talking about how much of a fan he is. And he's just not the target demo for RuPaul's Drag Race, from what I know anyway. And when he's talking about how much he loves this show and he knows references, he's making Alyssa Edward quotes. I'm like, oh, this bitch actually knows what he's talking about. Like, he's not just like faking it for cameras. Like, he's pulling, he's making pools of things that I'm like, oh my God, like what a good quote. So to have these guys, I mean, Alex Newell was talking about obviously how big of a fan Alex is, and Matt seemed like he had connections to some people on the panel, so maybe it was like it would be really fun to get Matt in here because he's such a big guy and not the stereotypical person in drag. So I feel like each contestant that came in this time came in with a different knowledge of the show, but an appreciation for it still and a respect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what did you guys think of the main challenge? So it was a roast of RuPaul. And Jay, you said you liked that they're picking out like popular, iconic challenges from Drag Race.
Yeah, this is one, like the roast, and we had Snatch Game. These are just the episodes of the main seasons that we really look forward to. So I'm happy that we're kind of cherry picking the standout challenges that we get every season.
I have to say that this, the main challenge, the roast of RuPaul, had to be one of the hardest times I've laughed during a roast. And I guess they weren't in their heads about it. They were like, okay, this is what I have to say. Let me just deliver it. It may not make sense to me, but it's going to make sense to someone. You know what I mean? And they delivered, the delivery was on point for all three. And I was like, well, how are they going to pick a winner? But it was a lot better than what we've seen on the show.
Right.
You mean Pheromone doing this?
Oh no.
Or Laganja talking about how dry an old woman's vagina is.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Pretty yeah, much. Yeah, yeah. So we didn't once hear the rukukukuku sound. So I'm okay with it.
I want to just shout out to the people in our chat room. Thank you guys so much for joining us live. If you give us a 5-star comment on iTunes or a thumbs up and a comment on YouTube, you could be fan of the week. In the chat room right now are Diva Views, Chucky Chuck, Muhammad Al Sadiq, and Muhammad had a great comment saying, do you think it was scripted? And I feel like, because they don't want, like, obviously you want to go in with some kind of script or whatever, but it seems like so far that either the mentors or someone has really been helping them, because we don't want to watch a bunch of celebrities like totally bomb on a challenge, you know.
We
want them to do well and to feel good about the challenge, because there's a different aim here than with regular drag race, where you're trying to eliminate people. And here you're like, well, I'm trying to show you what this world is about and like bring you into it and have you be a part of it, you know? So
yeah. Well, the real question is, the question isn't, was it scripted? Did we see them write the jokes?
Well, I mean, this might be...
Normally we see, like, in beginning when they write, like, Alyssa's, like, laughing at her jokes, or someone's under the table writing their roast. So we didn't see that. So that's your answer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also interested in how the order was picked, because we had Love Connie come out and get, like, them pumped up and, like, whatever that was. And we didn't really have a winner of, like, who got to go first. And I don't know, like, Mark, maybe, because I feel like we've had this conversation before of how important it is on who goes first during a roast, because, like, you kind of want to be first in a roast so you get all, like, the main pops out. Like, you get the hard hitters, and before anybody can steal your jokes, like, RuPaul's old. We all have that same joke, but who can make it the most layered and funny? And I feel like in previous seasons, we've seen other people kind of flounder when maybe their joke was taken. So maybe we did have writers kind of off stage helping them out. I don't know.
What do you think, Mark?
I'd put my money on that.
Would you? Okay.
Just my thoughts.
Just cackling.
It was a lot of fun, though. Like,
It was definitely the funniest.
It was hard to pick who was your favorite. Like, does anyone have a favorite of, like, the three? Because I don't even know if I have a favorite. I think I just like Dustin's, like, the reoccurring gag of, like, the bathroom wall. But I also just really liked Matt. Matt was, like, so surprising to me in this episode, how comfortable he was as Betty and just how confident he was. And he had, like, stand-up background, too, that which probably helped him. But did you guys have a favorite of the three?
I would have to go with, I see the tie. It had to be a tie, but I think Matt took the cake for me too.
I think so too. I think a lot of people don't know that he's a comic and he's done stand-up comedy. I mean, they do say it on the show, but what it takes to do that is, you know, he was just good. He was just really, I mean, they were all really good. I would say it was, there's no way they wrote those.
And we had this moment of comedy gold where it's a one note joke, but it doesn't fail to make you laugh when these guys who have never done drag before have to learn about tucking. And you had the scene with Dustin where he's like, okay. You know, and then it makes me think, like, these queens have to, like, walk around and like be uncomfortable in their, like not uncomfortable like psychologically, but I mean like physically uncomfortable. You have people like sucking in their stomachs and like putting on shoes that are uncomfortable. And every time I see a gag like that, then I have a new appreciation for the people who do drag, because they're in these outfits for so long and a lot of them are not physically comfortable. And sometimes you're carrying big things on your head, you know? So you're doing something for the love of a craft, which I really respect.
Not for nothing, but high heels are uncomfortable. they are, to add on to that too, like you're off your center of balance in this constricting clothing sometimes. And I feel like we don't give queens or women enough, or anybody who wears heels, enough respect for what goes into that.
Yeah, I love wearing heels, honestly. Like, I like to do the running man in the heels. And yeah. I just love the look, but I mean, there is some appreciation with taking it off. So you should appreciate that too. So
I did love that Alex Newell comes in and says, Mama came wearing a dancing belt. Like, they came prepared, because that is something that automatically helps with everything.
Yes.
And we'll talk about this later, but I do like that they have a diversity in the stories. Like, you have every episode, you seem to have somebody who maybe knows a little bit more about drag. Like, Alex was the person this episode who said he had actually done drag before, and Dustin was a fan of the show, but Matt hasn't done drag and hadn't really, I don't think, seen the show before, you know? So you have like this diversity of perspectives, but everyone's there like for a common goal. Mm-hmm. So that was nice too. Runway, thoughts on the runway? Well, my main thought was that this was my favorite runway of the celebrity season, because I love that it was like boob breastplate eleganza. I always love some realistic looking boobs, and so I was pleased that they all had that, and it made me happy.
I like that they all had three different colors. Like, Alex was red, Matt was purple or pink, and then Dustin had the blue. So I love that, like, just the juxtaposition of seeing them all, just like the contrast was obviously very obvious. I think I liked Alex the best though. To me, he just like filled, especially just like Alex trying to find the confidence of just becoming Madame That Bitch. Was that Alex?
Yeah, Madame, I loved it.
And then like, I just like,
I think Alex stole Jayla's name a little bit, but that's okay.
It's okay. I'll see you in court, Alex.
Like RuPaul, my lawyers are going to be calling.
Yes.
It is interesting, because to have like Dustin in this, like what you said, Jackie, they all had these breastplates, and just the shaping was, I couldn't tell who costumed them because they look so uniform and clean and chic. It didn't seem like in a normal makeover challenge where sometimes we have a person who comes out like looking like a gremlin, like a justice law. So they just look so clean and put together, and I appreciate that. The only criticism I had was that I felt that Madame That Bitch, that breastplate looked kind of cheaper than the other ones. Like, I don't know if it was the exposure that it had, but I kind of clocked it as soon as I saw her come around on the stage. But other than that, the colors and the way that the fabric moved and it caught the lights, everybody just looked really great. I love Bob's white look, by the way. That's the best I've seen Bob ever, with the bang.
It's been a lot of fun seeing the former Drag Race contestants, mm-hmm. you know, now with that they have tons of money.
I know.
They're coming on with these like gorgeous outfits ready to wow you.
Yeah.
Except for a couple weeks ago with Alyssa, and Mark hated everything she was wearing.
Oh God. Mark, you're so quiet.
I know, it's weird.
I'm just agreeing.
He's like that the villain in a movie petting the dog, just like listening to the evil plans.
I don't like this. This is like SP level of editing you out. Like, come on, we need you back in the show. Use your voice.
I agree with most everything that you said. I feel like there was something I was gonna say and then I lost it. But I think that it's
like I felt like Dustin looked way too old. Mm. He did look put together, but he looked like my age. And he's not. You know what I mean? Like, I get it that, well, even when I started doing drag at 23, people always thought I was older than I am because I.
And now you're 27.
And now I'm 27, 7 years later. No, 4 years later. Sorry. But you know what I mean? Like, I felt like his looked a little too. I don't know. Like, he just, like, when he turned around, I was expecting, like, especially because of his comment coming in about being fish. It's like, I would have liked, I wish they would try to kind of do that with them, is make one of them kind of the fishy one and make one of them kind of the comedy. You know what I mean? Like, because I just felt like they looked so uniform. I thought Alex, hand down, runway was the best. Mm-hmm. Although I was, and it's because, and a lot of it, for me, a lot of it is being yourself. And I know, and it's hard as a straight guy to come out there, you're trying to be who you think you should be instead of just being you. You know what I mean? Like, so Dustin and Matt, it's hard because they have this extra layer where they're having to be something that they're not, but yet they are. You know what I mean? Like, just be you. Just be you who walks funny in heels. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Rachel.
To it like a fish to water. It seems Dustin. As soon as Dustin saw that.
We all were there. I mean, even when I started doing drag, it wasn't like I've worn heels my entire life. I didn't start wearing heels until I started doing drag. You know what I mean? So you just get used to it. People used to say to me all the time, oh, you walk like a truck driver. And I was like, well, that's just how I walk in heels. Sorry. You know, I think I still kind of do, but it's just, I don't know. I thought Alex, hands down, runway was the best.
I do understand your comment though about how, you know, like you want to see their personality come through in their clothing, because it's obvious that they're picking out outfits for them because they want them to look good, you know? Right. So when they know that, okay, we're booking Mark Eisman, we're booking this other person, you know, they probably have a person going to then, you know, buy a costume and pick out a costume and think what's consistent with the theme of this episode and what looks good on them, you know, versus actually being able to consult with them and say,
what do you want to look like?
What do you want to look like? Or what kind of drag personality do you want to have? Because you've got a little bit of that with Matt saying he wanted to do old Hollywood glamour. And so he picked an old Hollywood name and they gave him an old Hollywood look. And so with that, I'm like, okay, well, now we see like what you really got to pick your drag aesthetic versus, you know, having the show kind of like spearhead you into a certain direction.
Well, I think Layla did Dustin's makeup. It would make the most sense to me because it looked the most Layla, you know, of all the three makeups. And that's, I don't know. I mean, and I'm sure he was fine with it. I'm sure he didn't think twice about it. But like in my head, like I wanted him to turn around. Like, is that everyone comes like, oh, you're going to be so pretty. You're going to be so pretty. And then to turn around and it's kind of this over the top.
Well,
kinda, you know? It was very Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Right. Yeah. I also think Dustin just has a very like angular, like he has strong bone structure. So his face is just gonna constantly, it's just gonna look masculine at the end of the day. Like I at least in my kind of like how I foresee with makeup being placed on his face, because his face, if you just look at it, it's just so structured and strong. And
well, when I was thin, I had a very structured
but also I
don't do that.
You can still do makeup, like you can still put on makeup to not make it look as, that's the thing with makeup, is like you can still do things to soften it and make it look, you know.
I have a question. So is it like Chanel, Layla, and Mayhem, are they always doing the makeup? Like it's never the coaches, right? They're never doing.
I think so.
Okay. That's interesting. Cause I also thought that Dustin kind of looked very reminiscent of Nina. Like it looked very kind of like Nina's face placed on.
Well, you know, and maybe they do, I don't know, maybe they do sit down with them and say, what do you want? And he says, oh, I want blue eyeshadow. I want to look like this. Maybe they do have that conversation. I don't know. I think it was just me. I was wanting him to be more of that, more of like a Raven, you know, where it's just this intense, over the top, very kind of fishy, you know? I didn't want the blue and the glitter and the, you know what I mean?
The thin eyebrows, like I have very thin eyebrows.
Well, what did you guys?
So I don't want to say anything.
What did you guys think of the lip sync? So we had their three-way lip sync to Celine Dion's "All Coming Back to Me." I love this song, so I was really excited.
Great song.
Yeah, great song. And so it's an iconic song. And I do think, I forget who made the comment, maybe it was Bob, saying that they all kind of picked their own version of the song, which I appreciated. And each person was really compelling when you watch them. So I love that they all won in the end, because I was like, I can't pick. This is great.
Yeah, I agree.
I think we were all very invested in seeing like the outcome because it was such a great lip sync. Yeah. But it was cool. They all got $20,000 for their charities.
Yeah,
I couldn't remember what the song was, but it is all coming back to me. Did you guys miss my stupid jokes on this stupid show?
They did. You know what else? Oh, go ahead.
I thought that Alex Newell had, or Madam That Bitch at that point, had the, if it was a lip sync for your life, I think Alex would have taken it home, because just the essence of that song, I felt like Alex was capturing it for sure.
Yeah. Well, and we say that a lot on that's one of my frustrations with regular Drag Race, is when they're doing stuff for a song and it has nothing to do with the essence, is the great word, essence of the song. Mm-hmm. And I thought Alex, in my opinion, nailed the essence of the song and how it should be done. Like, I think Dustin and Matt went back to what they thought they should be doing, what a drag queen does.
With the reveal.
Exactly. Yeah. I gotta emote. I have to have a big mouth. I have to do this move. I have to do that, because that's what drag queens do. And it's like, well, if you really watch them, they don't really do that.
Yeah.
I mean, but maybe Porkchop.
Yeah. The more winners, the better, though, for this, because the charity. So I'm happy for all three. That's an amazing prize to have to bring home to your charity.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Matt, his was for Arthritis Foundation. Alex was for HMI in New York, which helps homeless youth.
Yeah.
Homeless LGBT youth. And then I can't find my notes on Dustin's.
It was an acronym for eating disorder.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't remember the exact charity, I'm sorry, but... I thought I had written it down.
We'll put it in. Yeah, I don't want to just read through my notes on this, but yes. And because we have Jay here and he started the mirror moments, I thought we would have mirror moments on this episode.
Yay.
So we had two mirror moments. We had Alex talk about how he was bullied in school, and he has this moment with Bob about how, like, what doing drag means to him. And then we have a moment with Ross and Matt. So it seems like Matt worked with Carson on Celebrity Apprentice, and he's worked with Ross on something else. And Ross says, you know, you look to me like the people who used to bully me. And I think it does mean something to have someone who might on the outside seem like a stereotypical jock kind of, you know, bully looking guy, but then come onto Drag Race and just totally embrace everything, you know, and be game for like discovering himself in this process.
Yeah.
So I love those two moments. What did you guys think of them?
No, I agree. And I interviewed Matt and his co-host, whose name I'm never going to be able to remember or say.
Akbar.
It's a very, it's out there name. Anyways, I interviewed them with Ali at the awards, and he was so nice. He even, because I said my nephew loves American Ninja Warrior, and I said to him, you know, my nephew really loves you guys' show. Would you mind? You have to watch the video, because they do a message to my nephew in the interview. It's so great. And like, it was that kind of moment. It's like, it was almost like after that, it made me want to watch the show because I was like, wow, what cool guys these are. Like, that they just, you know what I mean? Like, I just feel like some people would just be so like, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. But they were, they literally, watch it, because it's so cool, because they both literally just jump into, like, American Ninja Warrior host mode, and they do this, it's great, and he was so on, and I do think it's a good thing for the community, for people to see people like that doing the show, you know?
Yeah, Matt probably knows how important that show is to that audience, like your nephew who's young, and I think that having this shift in seeing him go from that show, from American Ninja Warrior to Drag Race, for his fans to see that and know that it's okay. And then if I were younger, to hear Alex's experiences about being bullied in school and not going to the bathroom, it would be so important for me to hear, because that's something I experienced when I was younger, and nobody tells you that everybody else is feeling that way. So to have that on your TV, I mean, you have to figure you're reaching a huge LGBTQ plus audience, and somebody's saying that this is an experience I went through and it's okay. And look at where I am now. I'm on TV, like living my best fantasy. And then even Ross pointing out and saying, you look like the person who would bully me, but here you are on my stage, like, or I'm here critiquing you, is kind of like a fun flip. And I think that would be important for somebody who needs to see that kind of message. And even at my age now, I'm like, this was, it resonated with me, something there.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
And that's it.
That was a great message.
Beautiful message. Beautiful.
I know. It's like, how do you follow that? Like, I feel like Jada right now. I'm like Jada Hall. Like Jada.
Look over there.
It's good. Like, I love that. You know, hopefully that this show. I would love for a season two, because I really like these four episodes. Well, the three episodes so far. But what they've given us, I wasn't that excited about Celebrity Drag Race, to be personally honest. But obviously, if we don't get another season, like, it's not the end of the world. But I've been really surprised and loving, like, just what they're doing with this show. It's definitely different. It's lighthearted. It's a good. There's always like a good different message in each episode so far. So yeah. I've definitely just really enjoyed kind of like the process of watching this along with Drag Race, because a little Drag Race is, it could be a little bit more cutthroat and a little like more segregated, like putting queens together, obviously, where this is just more so inclusive, and we're getting even like straight cis heterosexual men on this show, and they're all game, and they're just coming on here as allies, and they're game for it, and it's awesome.
Yeah,
it's also wild to think just how far just this show has come, because when you think back to, like, I mean, it's like we watched this in the beginning and nobody knew what it was. And they were like, what is this show? You know, obviously people knew who RuPaul was, but people didn't really know about the show. And now it's such a huge cultural juggernaut that you can get like a Whoopi Goldberg, you can get these celebrity guests to come on the show, you know, and everybody, it's been nice to see all of these people from different, like, areas that you would think like, would they ever be on the show? Well, yeah, they want to be on the show because it's huge, you know.
Yeah. Before we close and wrap up, I want to say that I got some insider on this episode. You know, I always get the inside on the celebrity.
Yes, so, we love the tea.
I actually so if you watch the roast back, my friend Sarah French, she's an actor here in Hollywood, and she was in the front row at the celebrity roast, and she said she had a wonderful time. I don't think they told them until after who they were, because they didn't want them to spoil it. But they had already gone, and she's like, oh my God, I can't wait for it to come out. But everybody's like hitting her up now, like, oh, she's on Drag Race. So I thought that was really cute.
Aww.
That's fun.
Do you know her, what her Instagram is, or Twitter?
Yes, her Instagram is Sarah French Online with the H, Sarah with the H.
So check her out there and give her some love.
Yes.
The fan of the week this week is Mabo and Jimmy.
Yay.
Oh, we love you guys.
Them. I loved it so much.
We love you guys.
Yes, they are great. They're gonna shit when they see this.
We love you, Mabo and Jimmy.
We got to meet them at DragCon, and they always have such sweet comments for us. So yes, thank you guys.
And they also do their own like review of the show, Drag Race. So
you gotta check
too.
That out. Yeah.
All right.
Mark, what is your quote of the week?
My quote of the week is goes to Alex at the very beginning of the episode when he said, I'm in drag every single day of my life. Let's be honest with you, Diane.
Yes. I also love Bob. What did Bob say? If you stay petty, you don't have to get petty.
Yeah.
But I feel love like that. Didn't he say?
I'm sure he said that before. Like that the last but I love time. That. I love it. I'm pretty sure. Like I've heard but, it before.
Yeah. No, he's, but I feel like he said it like the last time he was on Celebrity, he said something similar, not petty, but I was just like, but I liked it. You know, it was funny, but yeah, I just, that was only my only problem.
Do you guys have any news and gossip that you want to share before we go?
I don't think so. I don't have any gossip. I don't have any tea.
No tea.
We already gave you the tea. You already yes. came for the tea.
J-Lo's friend Sarah was in the audience, I heard.
You know what? I actually do have some tea. I actually found out that Brita Filter is from New York, girl.
Really?
Yes. You don't say.
I do know that
bring her back and she'll be in the top four. That's the twist.
I heard, I don't know if you guys have already, if you knew this, but that episode, this was episode, they flip-flopped Vanessa, or last week's episode was supposed to be the finale for next week, and they pushed it to episode number two. So next week's episode was originally number two, three. I think? Three.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Three. You guys already, okay, never mind.
So.
It's okay. We can refresh it though.
Yeah. And I'm going to give you all the wrong facts so that we're a bit more confused.
I'm excited though. I wonder what the next challenge is going to be since they've already done Snatch Game. They've done the Rusical.
Rusical.
The Roast. So what's the...
I would like to see a bitch ball.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Oh, a ball would be fun.
I'd like to see I'd like to see an acting challenge. Like, yeah. I want to see, like, one of those scripted Rue shows where Rue comes in as, like, you know, a cameo or something, and they have to do an acting challenge.
Yeah.
Or, like,
or a music video.
The advertising.
Yeah, or a music video. Yeah. Maybe they could get some singers on, you know.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wait, Jane, before we who do you want to see on Celebrity Drag Race? If you...
Oh, my ultimate... Oh God, that's like such an honest. Well, okay, I'll just go with my favorite celebrity ever, which is Sarah Michelle Gellar, who I don't think yeah, I don't know if she would ever do it, but I think she would be so like so game to like play, and I don't know, I think she'd be really fun.
Oh my gosh,
that'd be awesome. Could see her also being a host. Like, I'm surprised that I think she would be game to be a host, and I'm surprised they haven't like reached out to her. They should.
You mean a judge?
On regular Drag Race, I think like having her be a host would be fun. But I do think too, like you got to make sure that you have people there who actually know who she is, you know, or are interested.
Yeah. I think people are interested in her.
Yeah.
She's Buffy. She's a cult icon.
Buffy.
It's true.
Especially for an acting challenge. Sometimes they bring in people who I have no clue, honestly. Like, I'm like, who are you?
Bob Harper? What? Bob Harper?
Or just
known,
like
known for his directing for sure.
Or like Tori Spelling. I'm like, okay.
I love Tori Spelling.
Yes!
I love Tori Spelling. But I'm like,
okay, Tori Spelling or Sarah Michelle Gellar for an acting challenge.
Tori, I could see actually doing a really good job on Celebrity Drag Race.
That would be fun.
She is like, she's so hammy and she's so down for like whatever, you know?
You know who I want to see? I would love to see, and this is going to be like a very gay answer of me, the Countess.
Oh, God.
Luann?
Yes.
Do you think she would understand what was happening?
I think and that's the whole point.
Yeah, she'd be wild on here.
We want the Countess. Like, we want to see, like, some other reality stars. Like I was happy when we saw Tammy Roman come and from another show and do these things. Maybe SJP, like we're pulling. If they can get Whoopi, like the it's limitless now. So
yeah.
I agree.
Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Please tune in next week for the last episode of Secret Celebrity Drag Race. Who will our secret celebrity be? Who will the secret celebrities be? You let us know in the comments. I am your host at 123 Jackie B on all platforms. Jay, where can the people find you?
I'm still at the same thing. So on Instagram at @don't_be_jealous and Twitter at @still_jealous.
And Ollie, where can they find you?
Hey guys, it's Ollie. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Ollie Jamer.
Mark?
You can follow me at the Instagram and Twitter at the Mark J. Freeman or my lavish drag life at Lorraine Love. L-O-R-A-Y-N-L-O-V-E. Don't you dare cut me off.
I feel so lame.
This is too long. No,
yeah.
Just kidding.
Yeah, SP. I feel so lame that I don't have all the other stuff, but you can follow me on Instagram and @WhoIsJayLaRock. That's 2X3 if you nasty.
We're gonna get you back on Twitter, girl.
Yeah,
we have to stop bullying me first.
Yeah, stop bullying Jayla on Twitter so she can come back to Twitter. Don't be dicks. Yeah.
We'll fight those bullies.
One day.
We love you guys. Thank you for tuning in. See you next week.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.